Welcome to the JJ Nicting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the 1-2 Counts On for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII, JJ Nicting Company, serving our communities in Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking about May as Mental Health and Counseling Month with Dr. Patricia Gilbaugh, Executive Director of Gray C. May Advocate Center in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview.
A lot of times when people talk about mental health, you hear the word stigma. What would you say the stigma is, and what can be done or is attempted to being done about that to kind of get rid of that?
Well, stigma is huge. It's the idea that people think something's wrong with you if you say you have depression or you're not having flashback memories from trauma. And the focus is so much on what's wrong with you instead of saying what happened to you. I think if we changed the way that we talked about things, instead of asking how you feel, what are you thinking, has a much different connotation. Asking you, well, what happened to you that caused this, instead of saying what's wrong with you, and focusing less on, you know, that there's a deficit there, but more on the fact that, you know, people struggle for all kinds of reasons. We all struggle. And some people are more resilient than others. And resilient and not resilient both sometimes need professional help and people to support them and hold them up. When you are in the midst of a huge life change or a crisis of some kind, you don't think clearly without having a support person to walk you through it. You sometimes forget to ask important questions, or you forget about skills that you've learned and you're not using them. Those things become incredibly powerful when you have a counselor involved. Behind every good therapist is a great therapist. So even in our own field, we rely on each other to talk about things and hold ourselves up a little bit with some support. Having different folks publicly start speaking out about their mental health has helped a lot. Having a different language is what's going to be the most effective in reducing the stigma.
And we're here talking at Gracie May Advocates today here in Washington. What services are offered here through your group?
We actually have a number of services that can be super helpful. Therapy is our primary service that we have here. That's individual, family, outpatient-based. We also have what's called a behavioral health intervention service, and this would be mostly for kids that, for whatever reason, can't talk about what's going on, but they just show it through their behaviors. Most of the time, it's kind of a remediation type of service where we teach them skills. So if you're feeling super anxious, but it comes out being angry at the world. So we might teach, let's identify what's really about that anger. Is it really anger, or is it disappointment or frustration? Sometimes it's really hard for kids to know how to ask for help, so we would teach how to do that. We also provide a number of, we consider, non-traditional approaches to treatment. So we have a couple of providers here in Washington that do yoga for trauma. They're exceptional at it. Quite a few that are focused on holistic, non-medicinal supports and that type of therapy and interventions. From time to time, especially in the summertime, we offer some social groups for kids. We've offered online depression and anxiety groups. We have trainings that we offer throughout the year. So a youth-based mental health first aid training coming up. So it's for adults who want to support a youth. And so I think that's an online webinar that's coming up yet this month. And then we do community-based trainings as well, some workshop trainings, organizational trainings. It's not unusual for me to come into an organization and help with a 360 evaluation and evaluate the climate. So it just kind of depends on what people are looking for. I think what sets us apart from a lot of our competitors is that we have a patient health advocate who is trained in supporting educational processes. So if your child needs a 504 or an IEP based on their behavioral health or their mental health, she can get involved, and it's a free service that we offer to our clients.
And if people are out there hearing our conversation and would like to talk to someone themselves, or have a family member or friend that they would like to start on the path to finding and taking part in some of these services, how does that process begin? What should they do?
Yeah, all they have to do is make a phone call. We have one phone number, and our reception team are phenomenal at getting matched up with people. Our phone number is 319-361-6529. That's our scheduling number. They can also send an email to help, H-E-L-P, at advocatecenter.org. We're also online, so we have graciemay.org. All kinds of information is there that they can, you know, they can send a note to us, they can look at training dates, they can look at the services and providers that we have. There's no wrong door. People come to us in a variety of avenues. They talk to their school counselors, or they talk to their employer, or they talk, you know, their HR person at work, or they can talk to their family doctor for a referral. They can call us directly if they want to go that route. They don't want anyone to know. Everything here is absolutely confidential. Every service that we offer is HIPAA compliant, of course. Sometimes people will try therapy, and if it's not a good fit, they stop. So I just want to encourage people to, especially this month, like if you've tried therapy in the past and it didn't work for you, it might have been about the chemistry of the relationship you had with your provider. Most people that try therapy, if they feel like it's not a good fit, if they try somebody new, generally it's a good fit and it works out fine. Part of making things different is trying something you've never done before, and that takes a lot of practice. Keep seeing somebody for a dozen times, you'll start seeing the small changes which add up to an entirely different life.
That was Dr. Patricia Gilbaugh, Executive Director of Gray C. May Advocate Center in Washington, joining us on the J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about May's Mental Health and Counseling Month. J.J. Nichting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulan with KCII News.